Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Karmali. My co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing?
I'm great, Faisal. How about you?
I'm good. I had a very interesting day on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I think it was Thursday. Mm-hmm. I got the results of my fitness test. So for those of you who don't know, we have a health bucket. And we always talk about getting your own personalized health plan and then seeing how that impacts any costs in the future you may need because of your health and so forth. Yeah. And so this was my time to get my health plan done at the beginning of the year. I do it every year and got my my health assessment, and it says I'm a beast.
Beast.
Yeah, and then I look closer and it says you're obese. And so that wasn't very fun.
It's amazing though, hey, like obese. You clearly, if somebody looks at you, you're not obese.
Well, no, I'm not obese. Just, I'm healthy. I'm in very good shape according to the results. But it was... But there's, you know, it's like a financial plan. Mm-hmm. When I was looking at this, like, okay, here's the areas you're doing well, and here's the areas of opportunity for you. I use that word, it's opportunity, right? And so you're on the line for certain things, like cholesterol. You just take a couple of omega-3s every single day. If that will go back down, you have nothing. Like small incremental changes will result to big differences in the future, according to them. And that's very similar to what we in our industry do to our clients, saying, okay, little small things you can do here, like, I don't know, invest for the long term, will give you humongous results. Do not try to time the market. With all this volatility happening, we tell clients, we tell our viewers and listeners, don't try to time it. It's time in the market, not timing the market. So it was a very interesting week from a personal fitness perspective. And what we're seeing in the markets is, you know, those small steps, like little things, like just you have the right structure and discipline.
Yeah.
You have the right buckets in your retirement. There's a portion of your buckets you don't have to sell because of a short-term issue.
Yeah. And, you know, when you talk about health also, you see these things and it's kind of the diet thing. Everybody's been through that at some point, right? You try to react immediately and make these massive changes. You know, it's questionable whether they're sustainable, whether you injure yourself. There's all kinds of problems that come out of making those immediate rash big changes. And, you know, we're seeing that in the markets right now, right? And it is causing people to think. We're going to talk about inflation today. We're going to try to get a sense of inflation and interest rates. We're going to go straight to the bond market to find out what do they see, right? Because the bond market is often the greatest economist of all. It'll dictate often trading action. So we want to find out about what's going on there. But ultimately, we also want to talk about strategy.
Yeah.
Right? And strategy implies something not just a diet fad. It's a little bit longer. We get there's going to be some ups and downs, and how do you navigate through those things? Yeah.
So I'll go back to my fitness assessment. Now, there was like four different parts.
Yep.
One was the actual blood work and so forth, and what does that stuff does for you. Number two was the dietary check and see what you're eating or what you should be eating and how you can adjust that. The third part of it is the fitness assessment. Mm-hmm. I felt I was in a combine for trying out for the NFL.
What was your vertical?
I should have brought my book.
4 or 5 inches.
They were quite surprised for a vertically challenged individual like myself. They were quite surprised.
Okay, good.
That I could jump. I just put a picture of you at the top of the. Of the bars, and I actually was able to slap your face so well. It was great. So that helped. So the fitness side. And the last one, of course, was more of a mental health side of things as well. So when you look at these different parts, one is predictive of the other.
Right.
When you look at the mental health side of things and how you see things, how you react to things, how you handle stress, will dictate your diet potentially, will dictate when you work out, when you don't work out, or why you work out, will also dictate your other levels when you're doing. So it's the bond market, very similar to the mental health of the economy.
Right.
It kind of predicts what's going to happen or what is happening at this point in time.
Right.
If this continues, if interest rates continually move in this direction, especially if we get faster, shorter term interest rates, less than 2 years, you start called flattening the yield curve. That's an indication that we're getting closer and closer to that big R word recession. Yeah. As you steepen that, which means the 10 years way higher than the 2 year, that steepening of the curve means there's a less probability of a recession.
Right.
And I don't recall in history when there was a steepening of the yield curve and a recession.
Right.
So it's nice to see that the mental health of the economy is the bond market. And everything we see in the stock market and the currency market comes from those other areas of that fitness assessment that we had to do.
Yeah, for sure. And it's, you know, it's been an interesting week of trading in a number of facets, but certainly, you know, we had towards the end of the week, Faisal, I found very interesting the action we would have the dip buyers. So for 18 months.
At least 18 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Markets dip and quite shallow, right? 5%. You see money pouring in. We call those the dip buyers.
Yeah.
Okay. And so during this week, we started 2 days of the week pretty strong because dip buyers were coming in and bidding up some of the stocks that had been beaten down, including the technology stocks. And then the rally sellers came in literally in the last hour of the day and they pounded the markets down. And sort of fascinating. Now, those things were happening while the bond market was actually pretty quiet.
Yeah. No major moves.
Right. So you've got lots of, what it tells you is there's lots of people thinking, repositioning, trying to figure out what that future path is going to be, and particularly ahead of some major bank announcements next week, like central bank announcements.
Let's go back 6-7 months when interest rates started to rise and go up to that 1.7%, come back down on the 10-year U.S. Treasury. That was a sign of what we in the mental health world call anxiety. And when you have a lot of anxiety, Dave, what happens to your diet? Well, you know, what happens to your diet specifically, Mr. Popovich, when anxiety and stress goes up, for some reason, the milkshake industry does so well.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate gets introduced.
Yep.
For sure.
Price of cocoa goes up because of Popovich. And you look at the markets, it was a sell-off. The anxiety of the bond market trickles over the mental health, trickles over. And the reaction is to sell.
Right.
And so I find right now what's interesting is we haven't seen major panic yet. It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But we are seeing sell-off in certain sectors that you and I talked about the junk rally this time last year are now being sold off 60, 70%. We're starting to see some good quality companies start to sell a bit, especially in growthier names.
Right.
But we're not seeing a big rush to value.
No, and you're correct, right? It's still, I'd say, reasonably balanced.
It's a cyclical rotation. Mm-hmm. When we look at some of the sectors, and we talked about this last week, energy, financials.
Mm-hmm.
Well, financials didn't do so good this week.
Right.
Especially in the U.S.
And quite frankly, we saw energy again selling off, despite the fact that we've got numerous
geopolitical issues.
Yeah. And a number of houses, investment houses, calling for triple-digit numbers on oil again, right?
So it's so the question that the markets will try to have to answer next week and the week after is why? Why do we continue to sell when there hasn't been a major catastrophic event in oil? There hasn't been a major catastrophic event in companies in the financials in the U.S. Some of these financial companies in the U.S. have done equal to or better than the S&P 500 over the last 10 years.
Right.
Okay. Yet they're about 20% cheaper in valuation.
Right.
Why are they not being gobbled up?
Right.
And if interest rates are rising, don't banks make more money?
Right. Yeah.
So why is investors not buying this so quickly? That's going to be, the answer is probably going to be made in the next 2 weeks, I believe.
Yeah.
Because we are hitting a peak of the variant. And then we're going to slowly open up. And that's when things are going to change. As soon as you start to see, and my prediction is, watch what happens after Super Bowl.
Right.
After Super Bowl, it will probably give us a different indication that, you know, we've opened up. Look at how the biggest event probably in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're getting closer to the Olympics, which is going to be a different perspective of it with being in China.
Yeah.
Very interesting moves are going to happen, I think, over the next couple of weeks. I'm interested to see how the investors react. And I want to see who actually capitulates, who sells out.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. Okay, there's your prediction. The fact is we get a Super Bowl every single year and people are retired for longer than just this 1 year period, right? The next 3 months, I'm not saying are unimportant, but in a 35-year retirement, okay, is only one of the things you have to overcome. So structure and discipline, like you talked about, is important through that whole period. And we're going to talk about that at our next seminar.
That'll be coming up on Tuesday, February 22nd, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
You worried that inflation and rising interest rates are going to destroy your retirement? Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.